Welcome to the Empowered by Plants podcast, hosted by Emily Henry. I'm here to help you along your vegan and fitness journey. I'll teach you what I've learned along the way as a vegan trainer and athlete. On this podcast, I'll be sharing all things vegan, fitness, and fun so that you can become empowered by plants. Each week, I'll bring you a special guest, training, or tidbit that will make you feel ignited, inspired, and empowered. Let's get into the episode.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Empowered by Plants. I think I've decided that I'm going to now call this Empower Hour, even though it might not be an hour. It just rolls off the tongue. It just feels right. So welcome to Empower Hour. What's up? How have you been? I haven't chatted with you in a bit. I took a little break. I was feeling overwhelmed with life and holidays and family and just life. And so I watched a lot of Ozark and I read a lot of books and I spent a lot of time with my clients, which was really fucking awesome. If you do not know already, I am a personal trainer and nutritionist, and I am a plant-based personal trainer, as you are listening to this podcast, Empowered by Plants, all about plant-based living. But yes, that is what I do. I love it. And I love making plant-based women feel badass, strong, and sexy, and confident. And it's just, I have the best job in the whole world. That's not what I'm here to chat with you about. That's just a little mini rant. I wanted to talk today about the 5 rules I live by. And if you could see me right now, you would see that I would be doing quote and quote around rules. I wouldn't really call these rules as much as like beliefs and like theories or just things that I've picked up along the way that have really impacted me and things that I think about daily and things that I live my life and my energy and my decisions by. So let's get into it. Number one, speak what you want into reality. And if you've followed me on Instagram or if you've encountered me in person, you know that this is so true to me. And I truly believe that you can have anything in your life, anything that you fucking want, anything. You can manifest anything you desire. It's truly so possible. It is law of attraction. And I know because I've done it time and time again. Now, the big thing with this is it's not enough just to say what you want. You have to really, number one, believe that it's possible. And number two, line up with it and take action as so. So the belief is a big stopper of probably a lot of things that you quote unquote want but aren't getting because you truly don't believe that you deserve it, or you don't believe it's possible, or you believe it's just not in the cards for you. And so by doing that, you're really pushing that off and you're using the law of attraction in a negative sense where you're saying, oh, I want that, but I can't have it. Or I'll never have that. I'll never be fit enough. Oh, I could never give up bacon. Oh, I could insert anything there, and you will never have it. And so really line up with it, believe it's possible, and take action. And that's what I live my life by. It's what I live my daily choices by. It's how I like just essence of me is just that. Speak what you want into your reality. And the next one, number two, how you do one thing is how you do everything. This saying right here was spoken to me by my business coach and mentor, Rachel Bell, and it has stuck with me over the last year like fucking glue. How you do one thing is how you do everything. Half-ass your dishes, half-ass your workouts, half-ass your work projects. It's a trend. Just do the damn thing and do it well, and you won't regret it. When you start laundry, finish your laundry. When you start the dishes, finish the dishes. Like, do something from start to finish. And I know, and I'm not perfect at this, and I fuck this up a lot, but it is something that I try and remind myself of because it truly makes a big difference. If I start off my day, and usually how I start my day in my morning routine is I have my coffee, I journal, I get into like a clear headspace, I write what I'm grateful for, and some things and some intentions for the day and for the next couple months, and get myself in a really aligned space and whatever that means for me that morning. But if I kind of like half-ass that and like don't journal or just do a little bit and then get distracted and go on Instagram, like the rest of my actions throughout the day follow that trend. They're distracted. They're not aligned. They're not in tune with the life and the choices that I want to create. And so starting off strong, like, and this is why a lot of people and a lot of my clients like to work out first thing in the morning, is because if they can do that and they can do that to the best of their ability, then all their choices the rest of the day will be aligned with how they just spent their workout. They just did all the reps, they pushed themselves, they showed themselves how truly fucking capable and strong and powerful they are, and then every other decision throughout their day aligns with that. And so, reminder that how you do one thing is how you do everything. And the third thing is be here now. Be here now. Like, don't be elsewhere in your mind. Don't be elsewhere on the internet scrolling while you're listening. Like, just be here. We only get this moment. I've been reading this book called The Power of Now, and this is kind of really where it comes from, is this wanting to be present. And that's kind of why I picked up that book, is there's so many distractions in our life and in our current day scenario. There's TikTok, there's Instagram, there's YouTube, there's so many Netflix shows. It's insane. And there's other conversations and there's shiny objects. And it's just like, if you can show up and be in this current moment, that right now it's fleeting. This moment is present. Oh, and then it's gone. If you can show up and be here now, oh man, that's fucking beautiful. The most beautiful moments that I've ever experienced, and I'm sure you as well, aren't spent distracted or glued to our phones. They're not. They're spent having conversations or laughing with loved ones. They're staring into the person that you love the most, like staring into their eyes. And it's just being awestruck by nature and just showing up and just breathing into the moment and experiencing it, and not thinking about what's on your to-do list or thinking about what you have done or what you haven't done or what happened last year or what you want to accomplish in 5 years from now. It's about being here now. One of the quotes from The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle is a great book if you haven't read it. It's an awesome, awesome book that really puts a lot of shit into perspective, but that there is no past or future. There's only the current moment. Let that sink in. There is no past or future. There's only the current moment. Because right now is happening and then it's not happening anymore. And that was once the present moment. It's all the present moment. And so if you can show up and be here now, you're going to elevate your life. You're going to elevate your relationships. You're going to elevate every aspect of your life. And you're going to be happier because you're not distracted. You're not looking at the lack. You're not looking at comparison. You're not looking at where you want to be or what you should have done. You're just locked in. And it's such a beautiful place to be. Number four, my fourth quote-unquote rule to live by, is to strive to be 1% better. Most people try and do 10 new things to get better at a certain area in their life and inevitably really end up sucking and failing. And instead of trying to do 10 new things, what if you sat down and you said, I'm going to do this one thing and I'm going to fucking do it so well, instead of trying to do them all at once. And then once you master that one thing, you dial in that new habit, or you dial in your sleep, or you dial in your diet, or you dial in your performance, or your relationships, or your conversations, or being more present, then you can focus on another thing. Being 1% better every day, then trying to improve in the other areas, not trying to be 100% better in all things. If you show up and be 1% better, it's super doable. Think about it. 1%. What would that look like for you today? How can you show up and be 1% better today? Can you put your phone down during dinner? Can you eat more greens? Can you sleep a couple more hours? If you focus on being 1% better every fucking day over the next 3 months, 6 months, 1 year, you will be insanely impressed with your progress, and you'll be like, damn, I'm a fucking queen. I promise you will. So just strive to be 1% better every day. That's one of the rules that I live by. Now, I'm not telling you you need to do any of these things. This is your choice. This is your life. But these are rules that I've lived by that have helped me elevate my experience, constantly expand and grow and become a better person, and really things that help me live my happiest and most joyful life. And speaking of my happiest and most joyful life, number five, ruling in at number five, there's always a silver lining, even if you don't know it yet. Now, if you've listened to this, or you've listened to me talk, or you follow me on Instagram or whatever, there's no doubt that I am a positive person. Honestly, just life is way more fun that way. I'd rather have fun and be happy and experience joy and look for joy and live my life in a higher state of consciousness. And I have also, the reason why I can do that is because I've trained my subconscious brain to look for good things. what you focus on, you attract. And this kind of goes back to number one, speak what you want into existence, but what you focus on, you attract. And I don't know about you, but I'd way rather live a life full of joy, opportunity, purpose, love, and beautiful expansion. So I choose to look for amazing opportunities, joy, like all of those things that I mentioned. I choose to look for them, and I appreciate them, and I focus on them, and I notice, and I like consciously, I'm like, that's fucking awesome. I feel that is beautiful. And spending the time to like recognize that and feel that in you. And when what laughter feels like and what sun feels like beating on your skin, like it doesn't have to be a new car, a new home, a great relationship. Like it can be the smallest things. When you focus on that and you focus on the beauty in your everyday present moment, the more and more and more beauty shows up. The more you recognize that, the more you see that, the more that things just magically line up for you. It fucking pays off. Keep going. There's always a silver lining, even if you don't know it yet. There's always something to be joyful for. There's always something, and the reason why something worked out the way it did, even if it hurts right now, there's a reason. Those are my 5 rules I live by that have allowed me to live my happiest, most fulfilling, plant-based, badass, fittest, strongest, and most fulfilling life. If there's a rule that you live by, I'd love to hear about it. Shoot me a DM on Instagram @empowertraining_, or comment in the show notes. I don't know what it's called in the comments, in the show notes. I don't know how it works if you can comment on podcasts, but I'd love to hear about it. My team would love to hear about it. I want to know what's one of the rules that you live by that has changed your life and that's a non-negotiable for you now. With that being said, I love you so much. Thank you for listening, and until next time.
Disclaimer. This podcast is produced for your universal listening pleasure. Any statements shared during our program are opinions and experiences of our team and guests. If you disagree with any content presented herein, please find another show before submitting nasty grams. This is a positive vibes only platform. If you love our show and want to connect, share your experiences, or know someone who we should interview on future episodes, please don't hesitate to get in touch through our website or Instagram.
Thanks for listening to this program brought to you by Daydreamer Network. If you enjoyed the episode, please don't forget to rate and review on Apple Podcasts or your preferred platform. Your feedback allows us to rank on the best new shows list and continue to grow our podcasts in order to bring more unique and talented storytellers to the network. To check out our shows, including programs about relationships, sports, business, nutrition, leisure, and more, head to www.daydreamernetwork.com. We look forward to seeing you back next week for another great episode. Have a wonderful day.